So you are in the interesting position of both observing your world as it comes apart and puts itself together again, and being in that world while it is all happening. And because of that, there is not really a comfortable place to be. We are sure you have noticed that. We hope you are not demanding of yourself that you should be comfortable or... sometimes there is some confusion. Of course, to be peaceful and to be able to be, what do you say, mellow with it, is a wonderful thing. But the world you are living in now is not making a lot of space for that. There is far too much that is changing, and those are both good and not good changes. And your job is to remain in the center of yourself, in that place where you have built a place for yourself, a heart center that is growing and taking care of you. And to know that your mind is going to be dancing a faster dance sometimes than you want it to. So to understand that that is going to happen, to be patient with it, and then when you are able to calm everything and sit quietly, to be very grateful for that time, because you can understand why for some people that time is actually not going to be available. When you are moving through this and you are absolutely moving to a place where there is more light, it is what you are having to move through to get to that place that is so challenging. But what we would like to tell you is that indeed this is a time when there is much light coming to the planet to support it. And this means this is an excellent time for you to think about how you want to be. We're going to say this again. How you want to be in what you want to create. We understand this is not the normal direction of this. But for the time you are in, we want you to think about you first. We want you to think about how you want to be creating and how you want to feel as you are creating. And this is the time to begin to focus on that, no matter what else you might be doing. You see, the idea now is moving from trying to change people and things around you to moving to the kind of change you want to make in your own life. And by change, we do not mean you throw everything up and stop the job or do any of that, but we want you to be different. So that we want you to be the way you want to be in the activities you have with the people you are with. And to know that if you are doing that work, you are doing the work of this time. A powerful, but of course quite confusing time. This is a time when you do not want to be second-guessing yourself. You want to be focusing, as we are in meditation, on the strengthening of your own intuitive abilities. Your intuitive abilities, of course, can work with your mental abilities, but your intuition provides a kind of fail-safe. When we go only to the mind, only to the head, and that is the only place we are going, we have thrown ourselves out of balance without even understanding that that is what is happening. So when you are using your mind, you can say, this is perhaps a thing I would like to pursue or to learn about. And then your next step is, how do I feel when I think about doing that thing? What do I intuit about myself? About how I am going to put these two things together and make them work for me. Once again, this you are being drawn to doing this inside of yourself, not outside. And that is sometimes challenging, because what we tend to do is say, if we could change the situation outside of ourselves, or the people outside of ourselves, then we would be happy. But that is not the time we have. The time we have is, I am thinking about a good thing for me, and now I am going to stop, go to my heart, and feel how I believe that thing would be for me. And I am going to be open. I'm not going to let the mind tell me how I am going to feel about something. I am actually going to let myself tell myself how I am going to feel. So this is the new way. This does not eliminate one thing or the other. It does not eliminate thinking or the mind, but it adds, in a power position, your intuitive abilities, the abilities that allow you to match your life to your heart center. We will say it again. A time to match your life to your heart center. And you can practice that wherever you are, simply by thinking, I am going to know not only what I think about this, but how I feel about this. And I'm going to make a sacred space to know in all situations what is true for me. I am not going to second guess myself or to turn it over to the brain, which tells me that I should not be even thinking about how I feel. Oh yes, you definitely should be thinking about how you feel, because it is time, much with those two planets you saw in the sky tonight that came together. It is time for these two aspects of your life to begin to come together. When they are together, then whatever you are going to create, whatever you are creating, will be superior to what you have ever created before. And as we begin to bring the parts of ourselves together, and not to override the parts of ourselves we have been taught to ignore, we are going to become more powerful. More powerful, and in addition, happier. So we are going to take a few moments to speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy around you expanding, growing, filling, becoming rich. So it is both full and protective. And know that that energy has the power to pull out of you any fears you may be holding, any old demands that you no longer wish to respond to. And as you breathe, inhale love and exhale fear. And feel how much help you have in pulling those fears out of your mind, out of your body, out of your energy. Breathe in love. Exhale the fear. And allow the energy around you to pull it out of you, leaving you who you really are. And feel your own energy expand. With that fear gone, there's now room for you to be your true size, to hold your true worth, to give your own gifts to you first. Become aware that the veil is thin and that the energy of the universe is pouring into you. Open your crown more widely than you ever have before and feel the light that the universe is sending to expand you, to support you. Feel it flowing into your crown, into your third eye. Feel this energy wash the third eye and restore it to its original power. Feel this energy flow into your throat. And let the universal energy free your throat so that you can speak truth to yourself first and then to the world around you. Feel the universal light energy flow into your heart. And feel your heart come awake and expand. And feel your heart nourished and made light by the power of the universal light. And feel it grow. Let the universal light flow into your solar plexus and feel the feelings that you do not wish to carry with you moving out of your body, making room for you to feel what you truly know and what is true for you. And feel the lens on the solar plexus becoming clear. And let the solar plexus know that you have respect for what you feel. And whatever it is allowed. And you can release any part of it that you need to release, but everything is allowed. Feel the universal energy flow down into the second center. And let the universal energy displace shame and judgment of yourself or of anything else. Feel it leave your body, move out of your field. And let the universal energy become a part of the purification center, that is the second center, so that anything that comes into your life can be experienced and released, or held and honored. Feel the universal light flow down through your body and into the root. And let this energy begin to make a form for creating, a form that is like the energy of your heart, protected by the energy of your third eye. And feel how strong that center is becoming. Let that energy enter your thoughts, spread through your physical body to heal, to relieve tension, to remove pain, to bolster your support, to make you aware of how connected you are to the source that created you and loves you and guides you. Bring your energy into your heart center. And look at the beautiful things that you have planted here. See the colors and the flowers and all of the things that nurture your heart center. And see a light path open in your heart and invite you to walk upward on that path without effort. But simply feel yourself drawn to a higher part of your heart. And as you walk on the path, find that you become close to a box of jewels. Open the box. Open your hand and find the jewel that comes into your hand and remember it. Now carrying these jewels or jewel with you, walk forward on the path. And feel that these jewels have let you become aware of an old robe that you are wearing that you no longer wish to carry with you. So let that robe fall away from your body and feel the energy of the jewels become stronger forward on the road and feel the energy of support, of growth, of caring, of strength. In every breath that you take, and as you move forward, see that there is a grotto, a place that is carved in a beautiful rock. And in that grotto is your gift. Rest your mind. Know your gift. Now come back down the path. Stopping in your heart center. Seeing how very beautiful everything is. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.